Well, hello and welcome to episode 53 of the Dream Highway Podcast. My name is Steve Pedersen and I will be your guide for today's tour. There's going to be a lot of cool sights to see on today's adventure, so buckle up and let's go for a ride. We've hit the record button and like I said last time, whatever happens from this point on is anybody's guess, but we're going to have an absolute blast. And you know, I think it should be that way. Even if it's a ride, even if it's a ride at like, we have Great America around here, Six Flags Great America. It's one of the theme parks. And man, it's so much fun to go on rides. And why do people do it time and time again? Like, oh my gosh, that ride was so much fun. Every time though, it's a little bit different. Every time you read a song, listen to a song, or read a book, or even, gosh, just the other day I was listening to an audio program that I had purchased by this famous author who was giving tips on how to speak and how to write these kinds of things. And I listened to it. I think I listened to it last week. I forgot where I was at with it. So I just started recording, or not recording, but playing it back and listening to it. And I was like, I think I may have listened to this already, but for some reason, it's speaking to me in an entirely different way this time around. So every time, man, just remember you are in the moment. We are in the moment together right now. Let's take a deep breath together. We will never have this moment again. You could listen to this recording as many times as you'd like, and every time you listen to it, you're going to be in a different place. Every time you listen or read, that's why people like to read their favorite books over and over again, watch their favorite movies over and over again. They like to relive that excitement, and it is interesting to see. Man, remember the first time we watched that movie? Remember how young you were? Okay, well, I'm going totally off the rails on a crazy train this time around. But just in case you're wondering, in case you hear like a tapping sound, that is my neighbor. She is insane. there's nothing I can do about this. This is just where my life is at right now. So she's, I don't know why she does the things that she does, but every now and then she'll just tap on the walls and I don't know. Maybe I'm talking too loud. Maybe, who knows? But let's get on with today's topic. Now, you've probably heard the phrase. Actually, let me just prepare your mind for this. I'm going to say a phrase, and I want you to just be ready for it. I want you to kind of think about your reaction. Be ready for your reaction and think about this phrase that I'm about to say. Okay, ready? Here it comes. It's not about you. It's not about you. What comes to mind when you think of that phrase? I'm sure you've heard it before. And maybe you could think back, like, do you remember approximately when was the first time you heard that phrase? Or maybe what context? What context would you normally hear that phrase in? For me, I normally hear that phrase in the context of church. When I go to church, it's something that a minister would say. It's not about you. There's all kinds of places where you could hear this phrase. But what I think one thing that's kind of interesting, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that to my face. Like, it's just kind of one of these platitudes that people just say and yeah, it's kind of a neat thought or, you know, whatever, but nobody's ever really said to my face, bro, it's not about you. if they did, they would have not a fight on their hands, but they would have an interesting conversation on their hands. Here's why I want to talk about this phrase, it's not about you. Because if you've read or seen the title of this podcast, of course, it is, you know what? It is about you after all. One of the reasons that I'm talking about this, one, because it's a kind of a pet peeve and it's something that gets under my skin, but it's it's something that there's a podcast that I listen to, the Robcast, Rob Bell does that podcast, and he was talking about this phrase, and he was talking about how it came up in the beginning of Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And I just kind of refreshed. I've never read the book. I started reading it at one point, and I couldn't get into it, so I put it down. But I went back to revisit just the beginning to see, like, where does that happen? And yeah, see, it's the title of the first, I'm not sure if they're chapters or devotionals every day, but first one is, It's Not About You. And Rob's point to this was that this phrase really captured the attention of a certain group of people. In particular, I think he was referring to the baby boomers. And just the experience that they've had in life, these baby boomers, they typically kind of came from this era where it was all about, like, let's just go crazy and do all of this stuff for me. It was kind of the me generation, if you have heard of that. So the me generation discovered that going out and doing all of these things for yourself just wasn't really that satisfying. And so you're at this place where you're kind of like, I tried that, it's not really satisfying. And that's the kind of the dynamic or the people I think that Rick was trying to target. These people that were feeling this sense of like, okay, I've lived my life all about me and it's been unfulfilling. Now what? I'm kind of in the autumn years or the golden years of my life, and I want to be able to give back something. And so that message really, really resonated with a lot of people. It's not about you. Oh, yeah, it's not about me. That's so great. Unfortunately, that message made its way into a lot of, just into our culture. And I think it's an unhealthy way of looking at things if you depending on, of course, on how you look at it. But typically the context that I've heard it in, like I said, it was at church, and what it kind of, this idea, this sort of disempowering idea that it feeds into, is that, you know, what I want and what is important to me is not important in general. It's not important to the group. There's all kinds of different things we could get into here as far as like group dynamics and all this stuff. But what I want to do is, I actually want to share with you why this whole discussion even came up for me in the first place. As I mentioned, the title of this episode of the podcast is It Is About You After All. However, that was not the original title of the podcast. Originally, I was going to call this The Jonah Principle. You might be wondering, what in the world is the Jonah Principle? I've never heard of that before. Well, I hope you haven't heard of it, because I'd like to think I just coined it. I came up with it, and essentially, I'm sure no matter, you know, who you are religiously, or none of that, you know, matters for this conversation, but you've probably heard of the story of Jonah. This is the one, of course, about the guy who gets swallowed by a big fish. The whole interesting thing about the story is that Jonah was this guy who was a prophet, and he was, God spoke to him and said, hey, I want you to go over to this country and tell all these, you know, ne'er-do-wells that they need to turn their life around, or I'm going to completely destroy all of them. And Jonah says, no, thank you. He goes He leaves his homeland, but he doesn't leave his homeland for Nineveh, the place that he's supposed to go to. He actually boards a ship and goes the complete opposite direction. And now that's really an interesting metaphor for any of our lives. There might be something that you feel called or inspired to do, and yet there's so much fear about doing it or doing that thing that you just completely run the opposite direction. Maybe it's a distraction. Oh my gosh, it's so easy to get distracted when there's a job or a task that you've got to do. It's like, believe it or not, I'm not a kind of guy who loves to do the dishes, to wash the dishes. But it just so happens the other day that I was like, I've got this thing to do, but I don't really want to do it, so I'm going to go wash the dishes. How's that for a distraction? So like Jonah, I was running away from the thing that I felt like needed to be done. Anyhow, as you're probably aware of the story, a big, huge storm comes up and Jonah's like, hey man, it's my bad. It's my fault. All of this craziness is happening. Just throw me over the edge of the boat and, you guys go on your merry way. I'll deal with it. Jonah gets swallowed up by a big fish, vomits him out on land, the land where he was supposed to go. He goes to Nineveh and he, talks to the people there and they're like, you're right, Jonah, we're going to turn our lives around. The point of all of this, the point of the story is that, and this was pointed out to me, I had gone to a different church that I normally went to, and this guy was talking about Jonah, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'd never considered that before. And the point they were making is that God was more concerned with Jonah than he was, or at least that was kind of the point of the story, is that, certainly God was concerned about all these Ninevites, but God was, the story was more about Jonah's transformation than it was about all of these other people's transformation. So that's the backstory behind the Jonah principle. What is the Jonah principle? The Jonah principle is simply this: greater than the work that is being done through you is the work that is being done within you. Let's say that again. Greater than the work that is being done through you is the work that is being done within you. Now, the reason this bit about it's not about you came up for me is because when I was thinking about this phrase, this Jonah principle, what started to come to mind for me was some specific people that I could think of that are older. They're in their sort of golden years. And oftentimes, especially because we're talking specifically about baby boomers right now, a lot of times those people they want to make a difference. They want to be sort of making a difference in other people's lives. It's kind of like, they've done what they've needed. They've experienced life as they've needed to do. And now it's time to, sort of quote unquote, give back. And when I think about some of the people that I've met, it's almost like the work that's being done within them is done. And now they're more focused on doing the external stuff. And it's interesting because, I'm not judging, I have no idea what's going on in these people's minds and hearts. I can see where the possibility might be that there's still some stuff, kind of like Jonah, that is trying to be done, whether you want to say, hey, that's God or whatever, but somehow things are being done within them or wanting to be done, or there's something within them that still wants to be birthed. And they think, well, you know, my time is over. My time is done. You know, that happens a lot. The older we get, we think, well, my opportunity is past. I'm going to try to live vicariously through my children or my children's children. But still, this principle that what's more important than what you're trying to do, the work that you're trying to do is the work that's being done within you. How are you changing and transforming? Because I don't think that we're ever done changing or transforming inwardly. I think personally, to me, that's what the Dream Highway is all about. It's not so much, you know, certainly we have our goals and our eyes set on, you know, a goal or something down the line that we want to accomplish or achieve. And yet that's not the most important thing. The most important thing and the most interesting thing is what's going on inside of me. What kind of changes am I needing to make in order to continue down my dream highway? Have I gotten off my dream highway? Has my dream become more so about what other people? I mean, I think when we're younger, this is definitely something I think, you know, when we're younger, we're trying to figure things out. We're trying to figure life out. We're sort of taking our P's and Q's from other people, and it's very easy to go along with the status quo. And we oftentimes let other people make our decisions for us. And oh my gosh, this is so huge on the Dream Highway. We have an opportunity to get clarity on what it is that we want. And it's just so funny because I feel all these sort of arguments trying to come in and like, that doesn't matter. Like, because I read through Rick's first chapter, I was like, everything that he was saying was arguing against this. Like, it's, you know, it's not about what you want, man. But so on the Dream Highway, though, we have this opportunity to get clarity on what it is that we want. And sometimes that can be so difficult. And we end up like, somebody, please tell me what to do with my life. I don't know what to do with my life. And sometimes that can just be a sign of like, well, I do know what I want to do with my life. Whether that's like a career or just a hobby or a project or whatever, it doesn't necessarily need to mean the entire direction of your life. It's just there might be something that you really want to do, and yet you're afraid to go after it because you're going to look silly. People are not going to support you, you know, these kinds of things. And so the whole point of the Dream Highway is figuring out, getting clarity on that, and that's the work that's being done. Sometimes you've got to do the work. It's not like you're, you know, like in a dentist chair sitting back and just letting the doctor operate on your teeth. That's not what I mean by the work being done within you. Sometimes you are the one. You are the one that's responsible for the work that's being done within you. We talk about doing the hard work, doing the inner work, to do that inner work in order to see the outward fruits. So it's this phrase, it's not about you. It's not, I would say actually yes and no. It really depends on kind of the perspective. What I would say is a better phrase, a better way to phrase it would be, it's not all about you. It is about you to some extent. There's, you know, it's so funny. If you think about, like I was sharing this, the context often that I hear this in is is at church. If I go to church and somebody tells me, says to me, it's not about you. Okay, well then I guess you don't need my help with anything. You don't, what about raising my family? Is that not about me? What about being a dad? What about being a great husband? Is that not about me? What about, the church needs volunteers. Well, I guess if it's not about me, then I don't need to volunteer, right? If it's not about me and it's not about you, then who is it about? Like, I get the whole thing. I think the toxicity in the message of it's not about you lies in the fact that it's all and only about the bigger picture, and that you're not really, you're expendable, essentially. And so I think that that's just really unhelpful thinking. The Jonah principle tells us that, whatever we're doing, it's what's more important is the work that's being done within us, because we are the difference. And it is certainly not all about us, but if we're not involved in the process, then nothing's going to get done. So anyhow, just some interesting thoughts, I think, to think about. I would love to hear what you've got. Has this stirred anything up for you? What do you think about when you think it's not about you? Does that empower you? Do you feel empowered? And if so, how does that empower you to think, well, it's not about me? Totally get, if I'm thinking my family. Here's the thing, man. There was a time when I went out to San Diego for this conference, and I had this epiphany. My family, my kids were back home, and I think I was struggling with something, and what I realized is that me going after my dreams is not just about me. What I'm doing is I am creating an example. I'm providing an example for my family to see. I grew up, I wonder if I still have it around here somewhere. I have it very close by. I actually have my dad's journal. My dad passed away about a dozen years ago. And one of the things that my dad wrote about was he really struggled with his job. He worked a job. He was a civil engineer for the Minnesota Department of Transportation. And he worked his job, but that was not really his passion. And in his journal, he wrote about how he wanted to be a woodworker. Like, he was thinking about opening up a woodworking business. And my dad was an incredible woodworker. I mean, the things that he produced was just staggering. And that was his dream. His dream was he wanted to be a professional woodworker, but for whatever reason, I'm not going to get into all of that, he didn't go after his dream. Instead, he did something that he sort of resented. And that was the legacy that he left. That's what I grew up watching and witnessing. My kids, I want them to see me going after my dreams. So yeah, it's not just about me. It is, I'm involved. So it is about me to quite a great degree. And I understand the big perspective that there's more to it. And I think respecting that perspective is what it's all about. So there you have that, my friend. Now, let me tell you a little bit about something. If you haven't noticed already, I've got, of course, this Dream Highway podcast that comes out every week. I've also started a little segment called Steve's Stories. It's just a couple of minutes. What that's all about is I've been doing these weekly emails for several years now. And what I do is I just take just something funny that happened to me, just something a little, maybe even completely insignificant that happened to me during the week, but within that little story, there's actually a principle that I can apply to my life, you can apply to your life. And so what I'm doing is on Fridays releasing Steve's stories. It's just a, you know, 2 to 3, 3 to 5 minute segment where I'm actually just reading word for word the email that I've written. And so that's just another way I can share my dream highway with you, and hopefully that will be an inspiration for you. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Dream Highway Podcast. You can find out more about this episode at thedreamhighway.com/53. That's thedreamhighway.com/53. Well, thanks so much again for joining me, and we will catch you next time on the Dream Highway. Take care for now.